More of the same, Merkel Ermers says no coalition with IF despite immigration common ground. By Kurt Zindelka on February 10, 2025. The leader of the centrist Christian Democratic Union doubled down on his vow not to form a coalition with the populist sovereigntist Alternative for Germany as he squared off with Chancellor Olaf Scholz in an election debate Sunday evening. Meaning German voters are likely in store for continued establishment governance. After appearing to upend political norms in Berlin by joining with the IFT, albeit on a non-binding vote on migration. In the Bundestag last month, CDU leader and likely future Chancellor Friedrich Merz said per NTV that cooperation will not exist between his center-right faction and the populist party. Merz was joined on stage by current Chancellor Olaf Scholz of the leftist Social Democrats, SPD, whose traffic light coalition government with the climate radical Greens and the corporatist Free Democrats, FDP, collapsed in November just hours after the election of Donald Trump in the United States over concerns that the weak government in Berlin would not be up to task to take on a more confident White House than the weak need Biden administration. Scholz accused opposition leader Merz of breaking his word and breaking his taboo by joining forces with the IFT in the parliament to pass a motion for stricter migration controls. The vote marked the first time since the Populist Party was founded in 2013 that a motion was passed with its support. Given that all establishment parties had previously agreed to a firewall around the IFT for supposedly being outside the bounds of acceptable political discourse in Germany. The Chancellor went on to express concern that after the February 23 elections, the CDU boss would break his vow and form a coalition government with the IFT. Merz maintained that this would not happen, claiming that the two parties are worlds apart on the factual issues. However, on actual policy issues, the IFT and the previously Angela Merkel-led Christian Democrats are closely aligned on economic issues and migration, with both parties backing strict border controls and the removal of illegals from Germany. While much has been made about the IFT's call for re-migration, which leftists have claimed means that Germany would seek the removal of second- and third-generation migrants with German citizenship, the party's election platform states that re-migration would be confined to people without the right to stay in the country. Despite appearing to have more in common with the IFT on issues like migration than Scholz's SPD, with even Merz lambasting the chancellor during the debate for allowing in 2 million illegals under his watch and Scholz. In turn, calling Merz's proposed curbs stupid, it appears that Merz is intent on forming a coalition with the very same leftist Social Democrats rather than working with the IFT, which is often likened by the establishment media and politicians to the National Socialists of Adolf Hitler. The IFT, which is led by Alice Weidel, who is in a lesbian relationship with a woman from Sri Lanka, has strongly denied any similarity to the Nazis. Merz has pinned his hopes on being able to pass migration restrictions with the SPD following the election, arguing that the leftist party will come to its senses and realize that it is the only way to prevent the rise of the IFT and a potential victory by the populist party in the 2029 elections. Currently, the Alternative for Germany is second in the polls at around 20%, having surpassed the governing SPD and only trailing the coalition union of Merz's CDU and the Christian Social Union in Bavaria, CSU, which has around 28% support. According to a recent survey by ZDF, half of the public, 50%, believe Merz will form a coalition with a leftist party rather than the IFT after the February 23 elections, compared to 43% who think he will side with the IFT. The mere hint of a possibility of a right-wing coalition government has led to hundreds of thousands of protesters taking to the streets over the past week, with over 200,000 in Munich on Saturday. However, despite the protests being portrayed as a genuine outpouring of opposition to a potential alliance, a report from the Bild newspaper claimed that the current left-wing government in Berlin funds many of the key organizers of the demonstrations with German taxpayer cash. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.